Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A cleaner look for area communities is the mission this weekend as three agencies coordinate efforts in the Great American Cleanup. Residents are being called upon to take part in activities with several projects planned for the campaign. Greg Smith is the Keep Monroe Beautiful Executive Director and joined me in studio at this time to share more about the event. Greg, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Appreciate it.
Well, what is the purpose? We talk about a national cleanup campaign that's taking place this weekend. Why is that?
Well, it's a nationwide problem, so we have a nationwide effort. And the Great American Cleanup, most people think of it as a one day that we're going to have this Saturday, but it's actually a three-month period in which we do a variety of cleanup activities, beautification activities, litter abatement, just all the things that go into trying to keep America beautiful, keep Louisiana beautiful, keep Monroe beautiful, West Monroe, Wichita, all of those are tied in together, and so we have that effort tied in.
So it's an effort that really goes past this Saturday.
Correct. Yeah, this is our the correct title of our Saturday activity is our kickoff.
Right.
And when we're just simply kicking off the Great American Cleanup period, it actually started March 1st, and some locales did that. We used to start ours up the first Saturday, but we always ran into bad weather, cold or wet, so we pushed it back 1 week to give ourselves a little bit more time, and hopefully this is going to work, especially with us trying to come together. We've had separate events in the past, but this year we're trying to do everything together.
Yeah, a coordinated effort. What local organizations are going to be lining up these activities?
Okay, we have Keep West Monroe Beautiful, which presently Courtney Hornsby with the West Monroe West Wichita Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. She's heading up those efforts. And then you have Keep Wichita Parish Beautiful and Wayne Heckford, who's a code enforcement officer, but he's also the executive director of that particular group. And so, as I said, we've had separate activities done in different ways, but this year we're going to have the kickoff, which is this Saturday, March 9th, and we're going to be at six different locales, and I'll give those a little bit later. But then also few weeks after that, we're going to have the Household Hazardous Waste Day, which we've always had.
Right.
And that's where you get a chance to bring in the refrigerators, paints, all those different items that you're not supposed to put on the side of the road, tires. And we're going to have one central location to bring those items in.
Yeah, is this a new approach, Greg, in bringing these agencies together, kind of coordinating everything?
Yeah, very much so.
Kickoff?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but very much so, because we find that we're replicating efforts and not getting all the bang for our buck, so to speak. And so it gives everybody a chance to say, okay, well, we're going to do it all on one day and be a part of one combined effort as far as Wichita Parish is concerned. Of course, at the same time, there are some other outlying areas, Morehouse Parish, Lincoln Parish. They're also doing their efforts. And so anybody that really wants to join in, whether they're part of a beautiful affiliate or not, they go out, clean up. You know, clean out in front of your own front yard, your backyard. It's just this traditional spring cleaning time anyway. But part of it is what we want to do is clean, beautify our public areas, the rights of way, the ditches, getting the litter clean and getting the ditches clean, especially as it relates to flooding.
You mentioned the six locations, and of course there's going to be projects going on. I guess they're going to start. Are they going to branch out from those locations? Are there specific projects
okay.
in those areas?
The locations are rally points, and these are places that you can come and get. We're concerned with litter abatement this weekend primarily, mm-hmm. and what we're doing is we're supplying grabbers, the vests, safety vests, the gloves, and the bags for people to come. Get those, go out to assigned areas that are very bad litter prone, clean up those areas, and then, of course, come back, bring the things back so that we can utilize them later. But so we're going to have six separate locations. Our rally point, Keep Monroe Beautiful, is going to be at Monroe City Hall. Then over in West Monroe, you have the West Monroe Farmers Market. That's where Keep West Monroe Beautiful. Now, Wichita Parish, of course, being more outlying, mm-hmm. you have Starlington Town Hall, Richwood Town Hall, and then also you have Wichita Baptist Church is at 824 Highway 3033, and then you have the First Baptist Church of Calhoun. So those are the six locations that people are going to be able to come, get the grabbers, the bags, and things like that. Now, in the future, say if you want to do a cleanup, you can't do it this week. Well, then you want to do a litter abatement, go find an area to clean up, then you can give each one of the affiliates a call, and they'll be glad to supply you with those grabbers. And we'll also be doing Earth Day activities this year on April 20th.
Right.
And we're going to do that It's a new jewel of the city, I guess you could call it. We're going to be at the River Market. And so we'll have a lot of people coming around, be able to get all that information. And again, we'll be combining efforts with that. And then also West Monroe will be having a Paint the Seawall Day that day. So it's going to be a whole bunch of things going on.
Greg, what are some of the strides? I mean, looking ahead, but some of the strides that have been made with beautification efforts. We have, you know, definitely seen a number of improvements.
Well, the biggest stride, I think, is awareness. And then part of that is getting that into the heads of younger people. And then they remember this as they come up. And then making people aware of that it's a problem. And that's an actual economic deterrent. And that people don't want to do business in a place that's dirty. And the cleaner we keep Monroe, the better off we're going to be. So we made strides as far as that is concerned. People volunteering to clean up and not waiting on the city to do it. The mayor talks about shared responsibility. Of course, that goes with any community, that the government can only do so much as far as picking up trash and that type of thing. If people don't put it down in the first place, we don't have to worry about it. But for those that do put it down, if we can get a concerted effort to pick it up, then we're going to do that much better.
Yeah, lots of community partners and sponsors as well, I'm sure.
Yeah. And that's the big point. We have CenturyLink as a sponsor, of course. CenturyLink, a Fortune 500 company, actually Fortune 200. It's that big, located right here in Monroe and steadily growing. They've come aboard to be our title sponsor. So the correct name of it, it should be the Great American Cleanup, sponsored by CenturyLink. And so I want to emphasize that when we're talking about it, that it's the Great American Cleanup sponsored by CenturyLink. But they have put some dollars in as far as the publicity and that type of thing. And then we hope to grow on that, to not only have the CenturyLinks, but some of the other larger companies and small businesses as well contribute to this and get their employees involved. And that's the big point. It's not so much as the dollars. We need the bodies.
Yeah. Greg, if someone would like to find out more, a number they could call.
They can call me at 329-4983. Again, that number is 329-4983. Keep Monroe beautiful.
Greg Smith and the Great American Cleanup this Saturday. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.